Blog Talk Radio.
And horn, all that dies shall be reborn. Vine and grain, all that's cut will rise again.
Hoof and horn, all that dies shall be reborn. Vine and grain, all that's cut will rise again. Hoof and horn, all that dies shall be reborn. Vine and grain, all that's cut will rise again. Hoof and horn, all that dies shall be reborn. Vine and grain, all that's cut will rise again. Hoof and horn, all that dies shall be reborn. Vine and grain, all that's cut will rise again.
And welcome to another one of our on-air ceremonies here on Hear Be Monsters Radio. Tonight, the gang is with us, the gang that could show. And I want to welcome everybody who's listening in. Tonight's celebration is an on-air celebration of Mabon, or the autumnal equinox, which is the balancing and evening of the Earth Mother seasons. We have this equal day for night, a moment of balance as the darkness of the year progresses, and we begin our dreaming, planning, and storytelling. It is the final agri-harvest, the moments of thanksgiving for the community. And before we begin tonight, I'd like to share prayer, support, and love to all the people of the world who live, work, and fight for the good health and healing in crisis of climate for our Mother Earth. It's a prayer from the Onondaga Thanksgiving, and it's this prayer. We give thanks to all the waters of the world. We are grateful that the waters are still here and doing their duty of sustaining life on Mother Earth. Water is life, quenching our thirst and providing us with strength, making the plants grow and sustaining all of us. Let us gather our minds together with one mind. We send greetings and thanks to the waters. And in the words of the Lakota, Mini Wikoni, I believe it's Wikoni, water is life. I say that too, using the name that was given to me with a big smile once, she who pours the oil. So, Mini Wikoni, water is life. And may we all stand with those among the nations who are within nations and who just come to be with them at Standing Rock so that they can feel our love and support tonight. Rock?
Yes. I just like for everybody to take a couple deep breaths and visualize the connection. The four of us right now, we're in Florida, New York, Illinois, and New Mexico, and sort of see like an irregular circle there and feel the energy. And then let us spread that energy out and around, because we have people listening from all corners. So let's just expand that energy. It is really limitless. Take a deep breath now. And our circle is cast.
Thank you, Rob.
Yeah.
And the lady who will invoke the goddess tonight has joined us, too. Oh, She Who Rocks. Yes, She Who Rocks radio called in. Okay. Thank you for calling in. Waiting for Anita still. I will begin.
With air? Okay.
With absolutely, with air. I call the elements of air the sleek and intelligent cliffs who generate the winds, the currents of communication, the standards of integrity in our words, the sweetness of curiosity, and the humbleness of our prayers. I call the Archangel Raphael, the Eastern Watchtower who resonates with the element of and clarity of air. I set these standards, the element and its elementals in the East, opening our circle with gratitude and kindness, blessing them for their light in our presence. Aho, blessed be.
Blessed be.
Blessed be. I call the element of fire, Mikael, the archangel, from the south, the colors of red and orange, bringer of passion and desire. We invite you to be with us as we celebrate the second harvest, and we ask for the flames to spark our own passion as we seek balance in the form that is best for us at this time. Welcome, and blessed be.
Blessed be. And I call in the element of water from the west, that side of the Manhattan Island that I live on. And it also, water also represents the autumn, I see. So, and the sunset, which I'm looking at a beautiful one right now. So, the beautiful waters and the flow that you give us through your rivers and your oceans and your seas, and the kindness that you show us by allowing us to live next to you and with you, and all the creatures in the sea. And I call in the whales because they have been coming up around me a lot, talking about how they keep our stories and are the libraries of everything that happens here with us. So I call on the whales to assist us in this time of transformation and new energy to help us remember who we've been and who we are becoming. Blessed be.
Blessed be.
Ra, do you want to do Earth?
Yeah. No, that's okay.
Okay. Ruthann, would you like to do Earth?
Sure. Yeah. Okay.
One second. I'm trying to call in Anita. I'm sorry. Hey. This is Techno Magic.
Hello?
Are you here?
Hello?
Hi, can you hear us, Anita?
Yes, I can. Now I can. Let me put the volume down on my computer. Can you hear me?
Would you? Yes, you're going to do the invocation of the goddess.
Yes, but I have to pull it up. I've had nothing but computer issues today, so I'm doing the best I can here. This was a note. This was the poem with Kali, and I can't even pull it up.
Just one moment.
So, let me pull up another
bird, and you find something, and then okay.
Okay.
Element of Earth in the north, we call on you. You are the bringer of our foundation and of our stability. We ask that you join us as we celebrate the second harvest. Please show us and be with us as we learn to balance in our personal lives, and then by so doing, help the world to be in harmony. Welcome, and blessed be.
Blessed be.
Blessed be.
Okay. Anita, are you ready?
Yeah, I can't get to the poem. It says, error establishing a database connection. Somebody's... I've been trying for 10 minutes to get online and then getting a call through to you all. So.
I had just told them that Aaron just had his car broken into, and so he's not here. And Dave just messaged me that he's stuck in traffic out there. He was getting away from the conference so he could come on, and he's stuck now. So anyway.
Well, I'm taking this moment to invite Mercury on board.
Good idea.
Fleet messenger of the gods, please attend and help out here. Okay.
I second that emotion.
Do you have the Kali piece? I'm scrolling on my page for it, but I know that's what she wanted to read. And
poem, and we can just put it out. I put it some places. If you haven't, just share it with everybody. It's a nice, really good written, well-written piece, and it's a lovely, irreverent poem that Anita had shared earlier today.
It is actually a database error on that. So in vocation of the goddess will go like this. I suppose each one of us has a favorite goddess that we could invoke this evening. Each one of us is contributing. And why don't you begin, Ra?
Just with the goddess's name or at this time of year, and actually any time of year for me, but since we're going into the water quarter, it's very apropos. I call on Yamaya and her daughter Oshun to be with us as we go into the time of year when it is we're closest to water, and then we as a community and as a world community right now are feeling the effects. So from Gwen had mentioned Standing Rock and all of these things, I mean, water is on our minds now. So I ask them to be with us as we celebrate and ask for wisdom.
All right.
Blessed be.
Blessed be. I will call for the god of the forest to come and keep his time with us this evening, to stand by us and to bring us the land. I also would call on Dionysus to give us some cheer and some comfort and some of the decadence of the season. Between her and Dionysus, I call them respectfully to us and to our circle and ask them to be present with us. Blessed be.
Blessed be.
Blessed be.
I can call in Amaterasu, because I really feel they're just calling in a sun goddess at this point. We need the light of the sun. Even though we're going into the dark part of the year, the light of the sun just to reveal the things that are being done in the dark. I think that's really important.
That's excellent. Yeah.
And I'll go with the androgynous one, Kuan Yin, who is seen as both male and female, goes by many names, the Bodhisattva of compassion. And clearly the world needs that. It is our nature. It's our loving nature. And Kuan Yin is known as she or he who hears the cries of the world. So I ask Kuan Yin to come and join us through this autumn time, through our political time, through our harvest time, and through our growth time, to remember the compassion in our hearts for ourselves and for the others. Blessed be.
Okay, and I would like to call on the goddess Green Tara to come forth, the warrior, mother goddess, help protect and guide us through these times and into through the harvest, through the dark of the winter, to the hibernation time of searching inside ourselves so that we may regrow when spring comes, and that she may bring us forth in light and beauty.
And Demeter. And Demeter. Blessed be.
Blessed be.
Blessed be.
Blessed be.
So as we do in these circles, we speak about what the seasonal shift means to us and how we share it with people around us and what it brings us, what it's brought us through, and what it's bringing us to. Correct, Ralph?
Yes.
So do you want to begin the sharing?
You know, I mean, this is, yeah, we talk about the different experiences and what it's bringing and everything. And today I was thinking about, you know, we seldom remember things that just go so perfect because that's almost boring. You know, it's the, you know, the perfect wedding, you never remember. You remember when so-and-so danced on the table, though. And so I've done many, many rituals, and one of the ones for this time of year that I remember was we were camping and we did a ritual, and then this couple and their kids showed up. It was dark and they had had trouble finding our campground, and they were so disappointed that we had already done our ritual. So we did another one. And I mean, you know, well, they had traveled quite a ways and been lost. And, you know, it's like, well, they were just so disappointed. So we just did two rituals back to back. They're again flying by the seat. And it was wonderful. And that was the first time we had ever met them. And so, you know, we worked with them for years. And it was one of those things that came to mind. I love this time of year, though. And We did one of those exercises, you know, when somebody will holler out something and then somebody comes back with the opposite because of the balance. And so that was fun. But that's just a ritual, a time that I remember. It was pretty special the way it turned out. So I'll have more to say later, but I don't want to hog it all at once. So go right on.
That sounds really great, though. How do we do that? If you put out something, then it would be up to me next to say the opposite. Yes, put out the opposite.
Right, right. All you know, like hot, cold, winter, summer, that kind of thing. And now we know, you know, back then I was one of the people who we figured that, you know, love and hate were opposite, but now I know better, like love and fear are opposite. So, you know, I mean, we learn as we go, too. But, we could do that.
Well, sure. Go ahead.
Okay, if I say white, you come back with?
Aquamarine.
Ah. Is that the opposite? Is it? I don't know.
So it goes to Nicole, I think.
Find an opposite of aquamarine?
Yeah.
No, another word,
another something. Mm-hmm. All right. How about snow?
Yes. Maybe.
Anita?
So we're coming up with a word that goes with those two items so far, right?
No, absolutely not. Just a word, like if I say silence, then somebody would probably say noise. and, you know,
right.
So we just bantering back and forth like that.
So white, and then aquamarine, and then snow, and then...
Oh, I see what you're doing. But it doesn't have to do anything with those.
Right. And I'm coming up with a word. Tree. Okay.
Tree. I think it's T-R-O.
How about joy?
Dawn?
Yes, joy.
I can't hear that. What?
Joy, she said joy.
Joy.
Joy, joy. Sadness.
Goes to me?
Yeah.
We'll get there. Joy, sadness. Smiling.
Frowning.
Frowning.
Colors.
Laughing.
Crying.
Silence.
It's opposite, guys. Opposite. We're doing.
We're doing balance.
So if she's
nice.
Okay.
Inclusive.
Exclusive.
Isa.
There you go.
Hard.
Say that again.
Hard.
Oh. Soft?
Soft.
Yeah, soft.
Then.
Moment.
Smallness?
Moment.
Hours.
Eon.
Day. Aha. Eon. Nick.
Hi.
Low.
Oh.
Red.
Yellow.
Green.
Black.
Red.
No.
Well.
Ocean.
Valley.
Rivers. Although rivers do run through valleys, so I got that wrong. Sorry.
Well, what did you say? Rivers?
Oceans, and then Nixon Valley.
Oceans would be desert.
Yeah.
But rivers would be like dry gullies.
Yes.
Hmm.
Yes. Sky.
Earth.
Clock.
What was that one?
Clock.
Eternity.
Ah, good. That was good.
Equinox.
Solstice.
Or the other equinox. Oh, yeah.
Cool.
I'm looking at my mind's picture. What about far?
Near.
Near, yeah.
Camera.
Hmm.
What is the opposite of camera?
painting.
That's good.
Okay.
I think that's
good. Or our own eye.
Yeah, I was going to say eyesight.
Yeah.
Eyesight. Okay, let's be modern. Video.
Film.
Film? Is that?
Video.
Oh.
What's the opposite of video?
Not modern. I don't know.
Stillness.
Yeah, I would say that's good. Stillness. How about music?
Silence.
Mm-hmm.
Heartbeat.
Opposite.
But anyway, that's how it goes. But usually, like if you're standing in a circle and, you know, everybody's throwing them back and forth, it goes faster. But it's fun, and you just sort of start to see the whole balance, the whole teeter-totter on the fulcrum thing. So,
With heartbeat, I was going for cessation or death, which is what the season is. It's decadence. It's the death of, you know, the grains go back into the ground. The seeds are buried deep. The freeze is coming. You know, the heartbeat slows, but it never really goes out.
Right.
I suppose the real true opposite of heartbeat would be stasis.
Okay.
Pardon me, ladies.
Yeah.
I never saw until I was 13 did I see the changing of the seasons. And to me, when I saw the change of seasons up in New York State, having grown up mostly in Florida, it was an incredible magic show of nature. And I collected leaves. I collected beautiful maple leaves, and I collected all kinds of leaves. And I put them in an envelope and sent them home to my mom. Look. Yeah. I've never really seen that kind of spectacular until I was driving up into the mountains. In fall from down south here, and they have something they call it fire on the mountain when all the leaves are changing, and that was pretty spectacular too. And it tells you about the life cycles of nature, and I think it brings us, no matter who we are, it brings every human being into the natural cycle, just observing it. And I think that's an important point, because when you observe the seasons, you know, when you just notice it, you are a part of the cycle. I think that's one of the ways that we can understand that we are all one, you know?
Exactly. And don't you think that even if we consciously don't get that quite, as you so well verbalized it, still, like, our inner self gets it.
Yes, that was my point. I really do think that's true. I think that even in just observing how beautiful that tree is as it's turning, when you're pulling out of your driveway to go to work in town or whatever in the north, you are part of the cycle of nature, and nothing can diminish that. Even conscious, you can't unconsciously diminish that a bit. And it proves to everyone that we are all one, you know?
Yeah, we're all connected.
We are. We are all connected. A very important message, I think, that everybody needs to remember these days.
Yeah.
Now more than ever. Yes.
More than ever. Right.
In that, I think that the bottom line in that oneness and understanding that there's something connecting everything is that kindness matters, and that kindness can get it done for us. You know?
Yeah.
Right.
Respect.
And it's like the old adage, you know, you attract more honey with, or more flies with honey than you do with vinegar. And it's something that I know I was taught that from my very early years. Maybe that's not taught as much now, but I know I had that in my background, and that niceness and mutual respect of others goes a long way.
Good manner.
Yeah.
Just good
right.
manner. Yes, ma'am. No, ma'am. Thank you. Please.
Yeah.
Could we? Can we?
I think the good manners. And because there's so much fear, and I think so many people are, they're of that mindset. Like somebody told me the other day, well, I'm going to do unto them before they do unto me, kind of thing.
Oh, dear.
Right.
Oh, boy.
You know, I mean, yeah. Oh, boy. I mean, how horrid. But it's, I think that in many areas, that's common. Are more prevalent now than ever because it's fear-based. We're living in a world fear-based, which is the opposite of love. And we've got to get past that fear.
Well, you know, Rob, you remember, I know you remember, I know you were there. You know, it's over 30 years ago now that we knew this day, this time was coming.
Yes.
And I think it's very interesting because I remember that in 87, it was Jose Arguez down in Chichen Itza ushering in harmonic convergence with so many others. Black Elk was still teaching. And the Hopi handbook came out with the prophecies in it and the story of the Hopi. And one of the prophecies was this. That when the nations rose finally together to make their stand, that we would know that a new world was coming. And I don't think there in history has ever been a stand like there is today at Standing Rock with
there
all
hasn't
those
been. There hasn't been.
Ever.
No.
Ever.
Because we have a lot of traditional enemy tribes and clans, I'm going to cry, that are there together, standing together.
I've been crying. And I'm not crying because I'm upset. I'm crying because finally, I mean, for 30 years, boys and girls, we've been walking with understanding, and it gets out of the way. You forget. Yes, there's a shift coming. Yes, it's about our consciousness and all of this, and it's confusing and jumbling, and yet interwoven throughout the traditions and the mostly indigenous communities that still hold on to it these days, but through all of our ancestor stories, is the thread woven that we are all one, and that we're one along with nature, and that nature has to be embraced for our survival and our evolution. and the stark polarities that we're witnessing before us so easily over this wonderful instrument that gives us the planetary consciousness on the manifest level that we're using at the moment. All of this has meaning and purpose, and we all know it, and we've all been waiting for it. And today, out there, there are over 200 nations represented at Standing Rock. And the Hopi prophecies are unfolding. And it's, you can say this is cyclic and it's happened before, and for sure it has, in histories that we can't remember, that we have no history of, but we know it's true. We know it's true. And all of them, and our love and support needs to be there. I really, every chance you can, send your light to, I mean, every light worker on earth should right now be sending light to Standing Rock and to the people who are there.
I want to just add something to that, because we do have pipelines going in all over our country at this present time, but one is coming to Florida, and they've broken ground on it already, and it's called Stop Sable Trail. So, I mean, it's the Sable Trail pipeline. So I think this is really important that we also focus on what's going on in our own backyards, because while it's great to be in solidarity with Standing Rock, we have to figure out what we're doing, going to be doing right here as well, because people have had their land stolen, and we're really under assault, and we need to be warriors. And I think this dark time of the year, that's kind of why I called in Amaterasu, because I thought there's so much stuff being done on the down low and behind the doors and in the dark where we can't see. And Amaterasu can shed light on all that. So
I will try to find it again, because I posted it a couple times around. It was originally called 10 Ways That We Can Help. And this was for Standing Rock, because it was petitions, it was places to send supplies, etc. But what Anita mentioned is true, and I saw, and I can't tell you the story, but, and I don't know, Gwen, if it's Hopi, but there is an Indian story or legend or prophecy about killing the black snake, and this is taken to mean the pipelines.
It was among the Sioux stories. It was among the Sioux tribes, which are many, but it was, most of the Western and Southwestern nations have a lot of the same mythology running through them. These stories are throughout all of them, and I actually have that posted on my page. I believe you posted it there, both when I put the thing on Standing Rock up. The thing that we can do as light workers, because nobody alone can go out and save the world. We know that. And the whole target of what, for more than 20 years, I've worked on, and as part of my life, every day I get up, I get down, this is what I do. It's about the energy that we create and intend and put out there to share. We do make a difference. It should never be forgotten that we make a difference. And our energy and healing makes a difference. And when we're set, the mother is set. When we're filled with light and good intentions and hope and standing strong in that, then the mother is renewed. And that's what those water protectors are doing. And Anita's quite right. It's through our state here. She and I are seeing horrible things. There's a sinkhole opening that's allowing radiated water to go into the bedrock of Florida, and it could get into our aquifers. But the point in ceremony is that you bless those and everyone that would stand against it and say, this is wrong, we have to change it. You do your in ceremony, and as a healer, that's the energy you send, and that's who you stand with, is the people who are standing against that. If you can be one of them, that's great. If I could physically afford it right now, I would make my journey to Standing Rock for a few days just to be there to support and to bring what I could to it. I cannot at this moment, but if it comes up, I will. I think we all do our very best. Of course, Anita gets off her butt and she goes and runs for office and does something. And there are many among us. There are many
And I think now more than anything, we just need the warriors that are ready to go, that are ready to fight this here in our own state. This pipeline will go through Alabama, Georgia, and it will intersect our whole state, all the way down to Lake O, Okeechobee, where all the huge problems are. So we couldn't need these goddesses more, especially Maya, you know, in regards to our water and the safety and sanctity of our water supply.
Even among the nations, the return of the white buffalo woman is imminent. That is a prophecy. So the goddess, grounding that goddess energy on the planet is very important right now. And being all women practitioners and healers and women of good heart and mind, it's up to us to share this energy and intention and put it out there for people to, you know, it doesn't matter whether or not you're out there every day on the picket line. If you can't be, where your heart lies is very important, because we are all one, and remembering that is vital right now. In my opinion.
Yeah. And I think doing things with love, I hate no person. I really don't. I hate actions that people take, but I don't hate the people. And I think that doing things with that in mind, you actually start connecting even more, because we know we're all interconnected. And, you know, what hurts the person over there hurts me. And even though it's being done by another person over there, I feel, you know, that person is misguided, misled, has their own issues. I don't hate them as a human. I can't.
Do you know what the most valued warrior was?
Who was it?
The most valued warrior was the one who was enabled to go in with the coup stick. You know what a coup stick is?
No.
It's a big stick with a rounded hook on the end. It's very flexible. And the warriors would go into battle while all around them were armed and killing. The chiefs, certain chiefs and heir apparents would go into war with nothing but a coup stick, and they would tap their enemy in such a way it was like fencing. You're down, you're out, you're gone. It was a victory without bloodshed. And the coup stick was the most honorable way a warrior could go about. And what Anita is saying, I think, is working with the coup stick.
Right. Exactly.
Wow. I love that.
Yeah. Working without violence.
With no bloodshed, huh?
No,
that's
violence,
right.
No bloodshed. Right.
No. Well, you know, the wisest of the leaders throughout history have taken the field on their own and put their troops to the back and said, come here and we'll settle this together, or we'll settle this one-on-one. That was always the most honorable nation in every culture, in every culture. Chivalry. So when we're thinking right now about balance and about how we can be balanced and share that out, I think probably one of the most wonderful things that we could share is that kind of acoustic warriorhood.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, I'm all for no bloodshed. Yeah.
I abhor war. Don't support it at all. And it does make me angry, like it makes everyone angry to see what's going on.
Yeah, and anger just creates more anger.
Yeah, yeah. And just plain misunderstanding. I mean, war is murder. You're killing another human being. And I recently got into a little tiff on Facebook with a recognized leader of the pagan community who said that killing people in war isn't murder.
Wow.
I don't understand that. I don't either. And I mean, I had always respected him. I've met him in person and, you know, at festivals and things. But I know he's opinionated, but that opinion was just, and he, you know, I said something else, and no, I mean, he was going to fight about it, really. And I just, you know, okay, whatever. But I mean, it's murder. It is murder. You can use any kind of fancy words or just say killing or whatever, but in my opinion, it's murder. And we need to stop it.
Well, that's why the goddess needs to be grounded again on planet Earth. And I don't say that matriarchal rulership is what's needed. I'm saying equal, balanced leadership is needed.
Yes, balance, yes.
And we have had no balance for thousands of years. We've had patriarchy. And
yeah.
We need good leadership, both men and women, who are balanced in the heart and the mind. And I do see Standing Rock as a place where this is going to happen. It's a place where it's happening right now. And since there's a lot of clan mothers up there, ladies, a lot of clan mothers are out there. And, it's going to provide, I think it provides now a template to just everyone. It really does. This is something that in our community we've known was coming. It's there. And now is the time to be balanced and to recognize it and flow easily with it and not uneasily with it as best we can. Be diplomatic. You know, if people disagree with you, be respectful and be kind. And if they're going to be an asshole, just shut them down. You know, you don't have to go further with it. That's what I'm doing my best to do. And I have people I love very dearly who are that don't agree in certain things, but it doesn't mean that we don't care for each other and we're not kind. And so it can be done. And we will come together because we know we're all one. And it sounds kind of Pollyanna, but then again, I've been accused of cosmic Pollyannahood for years, so I'm good with it.
Yeah. It's not the sickening, saccharine, sweet Pollyanna kind of thing. It's a realistic look of what can be and will be.
That's my vision. That's my vision. We can all choose our visions. We don't have to give in to the fear. We don't have to give in to the And while people are being hurt and people are crazy out there, and there is so much hate going on, there is a lot of it. These stark polarities that we're seeing right now are there for a reason. And when you say, Ra, well, give me the opposite, black and white, night and day. These polarities are there to teach us, yes, make your stand. What are you going to choose? That's what I think is happening. And it's not just America right now with the politics here. It's all across the planet, all of this. It's going on everywhere. Yeah. Every culture right now. It's what we choose, you know?
Yeah, it's everywhere. There is no separation of, I wish we would have more separation of the good things, because we certainly aren't separating the bad things. So, yeah, we need, it's everywhere. I agree. We need to be the example and the light and unify what we can. Change one person, we change the world one at a time.
I would call that true. Ladies, we're coming down to the last 9 minutes of our time for circle tonight. So, Ra, is there anything else that we were going to get in here?
I don't think so. I mean, we just wanted to talk about what it means to us and how we're working it out ourselves, because everybody's got a little different way. But now this is not the time to be silent or to curl up in a ball somewhere. I mean, this is the time. And like Anita, was talking about warriors, and warriors don't curl up in balls and stay silent. So this is the time. Don't let the fear that is in the air around, don't let that keep you from doing what your heart tells you you should.
I have to ask one of our contributors tonight, because she's in the epicenter of so much emotion and action right now, how she's dealing with all of this. And Nick, you're in New York. How goes it there?
Well, that's a really good question. I've been asking myself that, because I tune in with the universe a lot. I can't really help it. So the past 4 days have just been generally confusing energetically, very exhausting. Like, I'm constantly wanting to just fall asleep. But there is this middle stream or vibe of love and excitement at the same time. So that must be the compassion that's coming towards us and within us, towards each other and ourselves for healing. But there is a lot of confusion. It feels very confusing. And of course, Mercury retrograde, adds to that. And then these eclipses add to that. So all of this that we're talking about wars and any kind of violence, I think it just swirls together and can become confusing. But at least if we can always find and know where our heart center is, yes, you feel these things outside, but then we know that the love and the compassion is there at the same time. I think that's the only way to do it.
I keep telling friends who say to me, geez, how do we get through this one? It's like the only thing I can think of is rise above. Just rise above.
Yeah, feel the love. Yeah.
Right. Like, and I think it's really important to learn how to pick your battles too, to know,
to know what you can fight against and what you can't fight against, and what really, you know, to determine what really, really matters and what you're going to harvest out of that situation. I mean, we're at the harvest time. We have to prepare. This is our time to prepare.
That light that we
keep in ourselves and we shine out to everything is what we can do all the time.
Yes.
Right.
And yeah. I can feel the energies rising, the vibratory rate. Can't you all?
Yeah.
I can.
Oh, yeah,
for sure.
I've seen it. A lot of people, too. The support and the light is now is the time, as you said, now is the time.
Yeah.
I've actually seen the web around the planet re-knitting itself, and that's got to be something positive. So, this is the time to make your stand. Who you are is really going to shine now. You know, where your heart is, who you are, that shows very easily right now.
Yeah. It's an exciting time, ladies and gentlemen who are listening. Yes. Mm.
It is. And I would say that the balance of God and Goddess is necessary to get us through this, too.
Yeah.
Absolutely. It takes a balance. Either swing either direction, and we're doomed. We have to find a balance now. Now is the time. If we're going to walk through this with the greatest amount of survival and passion and relearn how to share with each other.
It's not about us. It's about the generations to come. All the work we do now is about tomorrow. It isn't about us. It is not about today.
No.
I want to enjoy some of the fruits of our labor and right now. And then the future generations, that's going to be us again. That's what I tell people. When I come back, I don't want it to be such a mess. So,
good for you.
Yeah. I'm working on it now so that next time, it'll be more like what we know it should be. That's it.
We've got 3 minutes, ladies. I'm sorry.
Oh my goodness.
We have to leave our energy out there, but put all our quarters back. So,
okay. Earth, thank you for being with us, and we ask that stay if you want, go if you will. Blessed be. Thank you.
Blessed be.
Blessed be.
Oh dear. Hurry
up. Okay, and waters. Thank you for your protection of the waters that we need, and thank you for protecting all of our earth here and flowing and keeping us nurtured in life. Blessed be, we release you.
Blessed be.
Element of fire, thank you for bringing your desire and passion and letting us expand on this with each other. And as you go, we say thank you and blessed be.
Blessed be.
Raphael, I release you. Thank you for being with us. All of you sleek, sassy elements of air, useless, stick around with us, if you will, and give us the cunning and the integrity and the power in our words to get on and to help at this time. And thank you for the balance. Blessed be.
Blessed be.
Hey, I think we got it just under the gun, guys.
Thank you, everybody. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Have a wonderful Maybin.
Thank you.
Everybody.
Wonderful to be with you.
Have a wonderful one, yes.
Have a wonderful
dance week. The fire, ladies.
Yes.
Nick, have a wonderful Maybon.
Yes. Will do. You too. Good night.
Bye-bye. Good night.
Good night.
Thank you.
Nick. Cole? I think we lost everybody.